Hi, everybody. Blue Sounds and Hi-Fi George here.
Yep.
We are wrapping presents. Some of it last minute because they have to go tomorrow to my mum's because we're having a Christmas breakfast. We won't be there Christmas Day, so we want the gifts to be.
Yeah.
So, in the background, you're hearing Disney's Merry Christmas Carols.
Yeah, so they got a few kids singing, but right now it's one of the adult characters, but it has a few of the Disney characters in there, Mickey and Minnie. We just heard 12 Days of Christmas, which ended in a very zany way.
Yeah.
We're led to believe all the actions of the Lords of Leaping and everything else was going on.
Exactly.
But, I'm going to spice it up. I'm hoping to be able to, Lord willing, I'll actually put together a Boo Andy Williams version of the 12 Days of Christmas because it has different lyrics.
It does. And it really, it brings a hominess
to it. Yeah, exactly. That's a childhood favorite, so I'm hoping to get that out. I already have it on my computer, so it's just a question of if I can track down information about the who wrote the actual lyrics, because frankly, it's the only artist that I know that's recorded them.
I agree. Just letting you folks know, we have done 3 gifts. One is for George's mom, which doesn't have to go tomorrow, but it's done nonetheless. I'm working on wrapping some candles. One's for my sister. And this one here, I am wrapping to go to my mom. My mom and George's mom, during our birthday dinners, share a dessert. And it's usually apple pie. Well, this candle is cinnamon apple crisp. So I am putting it as a reminder of all the little joking back and forth of how they share the dessert. No, it's my turn. No, it's my turn. You know, it's really funny.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think it's good for them both because it's a little of the kid at heart.
Yeah.
And I think we can lose that so easily.
We can. It's happened to me many times.
I'm going to get jazzy. I wasn't originally going to do this, but I think we can share this in stereo once I get a hold of my mic here.
Mm-hmm. So basically, I'm just putting on now. The name tags that I have right now are pre-made little cards, and some of them I'll have to, I think one of them I'll actually have to make. And I'll have to look for some other ones to see if I have any. Otherwise, the others will get handmade. But they're being put on the gifts.
All right, switching into the other. I mean, I'm going to keep this running so we don't lose out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, reaching down.
Hopefully it'll do that. Sorry for the noise. I'm trying to get this to connect and it's not behaving.
Mm. Now,
there it goes.
I think we decided to give the carving pumpkin one to Kenan.
Yeah, I think so.
So, that's what we're going to do next. Okay, and I have this one here to go with the tree if you can. If not, that's all right. But it would be easier.
Just going to set this down on something soft.
Yep.
Mike is really sensitive to bouncing around, so.
So just come down.
Take that.
Yeah, that's for Mum, so that's got to go tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll put that near the front of our stash. Actually, I'll put it right next to the one that's already underneath the tree, if I can, without knocking ornaments off the tree. There we go.
There. Now there's another one on the wrapping area. Yeah, I was just going to say, by the way, these are all on vinyl, folks.
Real real vinyl. We're playing it live because the that's one of the Christmas traditions. I mean to get some more of this stuff archived on the computer. Except I never think of it other than Christmas time, and by then I'm already interested in playing it.
Yeah.
I'm time playing and editing tracks and cleaning it up and everything else like that. So I just kinda
Well, you know, George. You know, in July we usually watch
Christmas in July.
Christmas in July. So maybe that's when you can be reminded of it.
Yeah, I could do a few there and then.
Yeah, I'm sure Boo Friends would.
Excuse my sturdy volume control.
Almost done.
Gotta tear this whole stereo apart. Coming in there. Running sound through tube amp, which is the. It's a golden tube SE40, that's the power amp. And I'm running a passive preamp, which is basically based on a realistic quadraphonic adapter. It's all kind of technical, but to explain how it works would take a lot longer than I want to spend in this particular boo. But suffice it to say, it's sort of a cobbled-together system. Ah, I'm already in trouble.
Yep. Oh dear.
The antics of these characters.
Yep.
But it helps the rapping go faster, I suspect.
Yeah, it does. It'll still have more after this, but, you know, it won't be too much. Donald, that's classic. Well, anyway, you get the idea. Maybe we'll buoy you again when we do the next ones. They're a bit different because they're flatter. These are the heaviest of the bunch. Just because they're the scented candles in glass jars. Debbie's got the patchwork candle. We have a coconut one, I think, for Cheryl. You know, and we, after these are done, we'll go and get my brother Blake's. His is a bottle of wine. That never changes. The only thing that changes is the the type. Okay, last candle.
I wish that every spirit
of the world could
feel the power. Okay, there we go.
And no love. And the last one is going to my brother George baking cookies. So anyway, folks.
That last bit?
Baking cookies.
Okay, I missed some of that. Oh, yeah, you were saying with Brother Blake we just do an annual wine exchange.
Yeah, the only thing that really changes is the wine type, you know, or the wine brand or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's one thing I know is a fail-safe. Because between you can get a decent bottle of wine, and some people disagree with me.
Yeah, there's wine aficionados out there.
Yeah.
Try not to offend you, but I mean, we're on a budget, so you can get a pretty decent bottle of wine for just over $10.
Yeah. Like, the one I paid was, like, $12.50.
Yeah.
And it was a big bottle of wine. Is.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, George, here's the... This one's going to Mom. Mom and Deb's tomorrow.
Okay.
And then the last one.
You've got the hanging wrap and these candles. We seem to give those away quite a bit every year.
Yeah, well, it's an easy...
But it's a surefire thing. We've got a lot of people in our family like to light them.
Exactly. So... And it's so tempting to do. I'm tempted to get some candle wicks myself. So anyway. Awesome. So like I said, you get the idea.
Yep.
And we will talk to you next wrapping time. But until then, may your journeys be safe ones. Take care. God bless. Merry Christmas. Bye for now.